SRNU. I'm Keith Peters reporting. New York City officials say they've fared pretty well through the global internet outage.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says city water, transit, and emergency services are all working well, and emphasizes this massive global outage affecting Microsoft computers, airlines, hospitals, banks, coffee shops, and others was a software update gone bad.
This was not a cyber attack.
There will be some minor disruptions, like trying to pay a city bill online. Many flights have been canceled around the country, but New York City's MTA chief, Jan Oliber, says
New York City's public transit system is going full speed.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Long lines formed at airports in the U.S., Europe, and Asia as airlines lost access to check-in and booking services at a time when many travelers are heading away on summer vacations. Hundreds of people assembled in a corner of western Pennsylvania on Friday to say their final goodbyes to Corey Comparatore, the father of two who was killed during an attempted assassination of former President Trump last weekend. Mike Choma says he's not surprised. Hundreds of firefighters arrived at Cabot Methodist Church in a procession of over 100 trucks to show support for Comparatore's relatives and friends.
Doesn't surprise me so many people showed up, especially volunteer firemen. Retired volunteer fireman. It's a family. You saw it today.
Comparatore died while shielding his family from the sniper attack at the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania last weekend. President Biden is resisting pressure to drop out of an election and is appealing for party unity to take on former President Trump's dark vision. Sidelined with COVID-19, Biden said he'll return to the campaign trail next week. This is SRN News. Elon Musk is moving out.
The business mogul says he will be taking his SpaceX and social media installations in California and placing them in Texas, and the reason is a bit of a surprise. Musk says he's disgusted with the new California law that forbids teachers and school officials from telling parents if their kids are living as the opposite sex in class. Musk, who is not known to be religious, says crime in the state has been a problem too, but the new transgender law is the final straw. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern has released a new report on persecution in Nigeria and is calling on the Biden administration to take action. According to the ICC, for Christians in Nigeria, the right to religious freedom is threatened daily by unchecked terrorist violence and complicit government officials. The U.S. has long been a global leader in promoting religious freedom, and now is not the time to waver in our commitment. This is SRN News. An Iranian-made drone sent by Yemen's Houthi rebels struck Israel on Friday, leaving one person dead and at least 10 injured. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The strike rumbled through the streets, causing shards of shrapnel to rain down and leave a large explosion radius. The Houthis have launched drones and missiles toward Israel throughout the Israel-Hamas war, but until Friday, all were intercepted by either Israel or Western allies with forces stationed in the region. The Houthis claimed its newest drones are capable of permeating Israel's aerial defense system, but Israel attributed the hit to human error. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A German citizen's been sentenced to death for terrorism and other charges in Belarus connected to an explosion intended to undermine public order. Belarus is the only country in Europe that still executes prisoners. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.